नारायणे भगवते तदिदं विश्वमाहितं गृहीतमायुरुगुणः सर्गादावगुणस्वतः नारायणे भगवते तदिदं विश्वमाहितं गृहीतमायोरुगुणः सर्गादावगुणः स्वतः नारायणे भगवति तदिदं विश्वमाहितं गृहीतमायोरुगुणः सर्गादावगुणस्वतः नारायणे भगवति तदिदं विश्वमाहितं गृहीतमायोरुगुणः सर्गादावगुणः स्वतः नारायणे भगवति तदिदं विश्वमाहितं गृहीतमायोरुगुणः सर्गादावगुणः स्वतः नारायणे भगवति तदिदं विश्वमाहितं गृहीतमायोरुगुणः सर्गादावगुणस्वतः मदर्स नारायणे भगवति तदिदं विश्वमाहितं गृहीतमायोरुगुणः सर्गादावगुणस्वतः नारायणे भगवति तदिदं विश्वमाहितं गृहीतमायोरुगुणः सर्गादावगुणस्वतः नारायणे ऑन टू नारायण भगवति द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड तदिदम ऑल दीज मटेरियल मैनिफेस्टेशंस विश्वम ऑल द यूनिवर्सेस आहितम सिचुएटेड गृहीत हैविंग एक्सेप्टेड माया मटीरियल एनर्जीज उरुगुण ग्रेटली पावरफुल सर्ग आदव इन क्रिएशन मेंटेनेंस एंड डिस्ट्रक्शन अगुण विदाउट एफिनिटी फॉर द मटेरियल मोड्स स्वतः सेल्फ सफिशिएंटली ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद All the material manifestations of the universe are therefore situated in his powerful material energies, which he accepts self-sufficiently, although he is eternally without affinity for the material modes. Purport: The question put by Narada before Brahma concerning the sustenance of the material creation is thus answered. Material actions and reactions, as the material scientists can superficially observe, are not basically ultimate truth in regard to creation, maintenance and destruction. The material energy is a potency of the Lord which is displayed in time, accepting the three qualities of goodness, passion and ignorance in the forms of Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva. The material energy thus works under the supreme spell of His Lordship, although He is always transcendental, to all such material activities. A rich man constructs a big house by spending his energy in the shape of resources, and similarly he destroys the big house by his resources, but the maintenance is always under his personal care. The Lord is the richest of the rich because he is always fully complete in six opulences. Therefore, he is not required to do anything personally, but everything in the material world is carried out by his wishes and directions. Therefore, the entire material manifestation is situated in Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The impersonal conception of the Supreme Truth is due to lack of knowledge only, and this fact is clearly explained by Brahmaji, who is supposed to be the creator of the universal affair. Brahmaji is the highest authority in the Vedic wisdom, and his assertion in this connection is therefore the supreme information.
Omagyanatimirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manovishtam sapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamahiyam tadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurum vaishnavamsya Shirupam sagrajatam saganaragunatham vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana saitam krishna chaitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna padan saganalalita shri vishakham vitam shak E Krishna garuna sindhu dina bandhu jagatpate Gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namastute Saptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Paridanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shanyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shrivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So I would like to seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees so that I may speak something meaningful and inspiring to our hearts. So here in the this verse describes that a point which is repeatedly emphasized in Srimad Bhagavatam, that how that the Lord Vishnu Narayane Bhagavati Tadidam Vishwamahitam Grihit Mayuru Gunaha. Lord Vishnu, he interacts in this world with the material energy, but he is never affected. So this is an important point, because we as humans will always be affected by what we interact with. We can't aloof ourselves from our surrounding, from our environment, from our association. As the saying goes, tell me whom you associate with and I will tell you who you are. As simple as that. So, our association, our environment, our surrounding, it affects us. We cannot help. But this is the opulence of the Supreme Lord. That's how Srimad Bhagavatam describes. This is His glory. That though He comes to this material world, He is never affected by the material world or the material environment. So, this is described in The first canto, 11th chapter, probably verse 38. Etad ishanam ishasya prakriti sopitad guna na yujyate sadatma sthair yatha buddhi tad ashrayaha. So this is his great glory, great opulence. Etad ishanam ishasya prakriti sopitad guna na yujyate sadatma sthair. He is never affected by it, he is always situated in his own glory. So therefore, this is a wonderful feature. This is a wonderful opulence of the Lord. Because, as we just discussed, that we as human beings will always be affected by our environment, by our surrounding. So I would like to give you an example of that. The children who are raised in the West, this is what I've heard from and also observed to some extent. The children who are raised in the West, primarily in a non-devotional environment, in the Western culture, in the Western values, so many of them, they require some kind of psychotherapy, some psychologist, psychotherapist or psychiatrist, some kind of treatment. Not one or two, there are lakhs of them. To the extent that someone told that sometimes there is a queue of 8 to 10 months you apply in the welfare countries, that my child, my teenager child needs some kind of psychological help. And by the time a psychologist or a psychiatrist is appointed to look into the matter, it may take 8 to 10 months of queue or time. Because there are so many cases pending before such a big queue. This is one thing. Now contrasted with, I was in Ayodhya for a month just recently. We were organizing the cooking and the serving prasadam. And I was observing there was one small temple in a lane in India. So there, especially in Holi Dham, there would be temple in every lane. So these children, again the teenage children, they would be coming, removing the shoes, bowing down before the Lord, taking Chanamrit, wiping their hand on their head, and then again offering obeisances and going. I observed so many of them. It was like their daily ritual, part of their culture. And I was just observing these children and their body language, their facial expression. And I was sure that these children do not even know what does depression means. They have no clue of what does depression means. In fact, so, and there is a queue for 8 to 10 months. Certain children who have ruined their minds by the materialistic culture, and others who are totally aloof from it, absolutely. What's the difference? I was just contemplating, what's the difference? The main difference is the environment in which they have grown. The environment. Our environment affects us to a large extent. Of course, if a person is very mature, he has very strong values, he is in a materialistic environment also, he may protect oneself by all precaution and so on, to some extent, that is there. But still, we will definitely be affected by the environment. There is absolutely no doubt about it. So, but the point being described in Srimad Bhagavatam repeatedly is that the Supreme Lord is not affected by the materialistic environment of this world. That is a great opulence. And also, this point further extends that if we take shelter of Him, yatha buddhi sad ashraya, if we take shelter of Him, although we are in this material world, even though we are analyzing that some materialistic culture and less materialistic culture or spiritual culture, We are contrasting the two, but still we are in the material world. So if we take shelter of the Supreme Lord in this materialistic environment, then we can also remain unaffected. To the degree that we take shelter of the Supreme Lord. But taking shelter of the Supreme Lord also would mean taking shelter of the right kind of surrounding and the right kind of association. That would also definitely imply. So, Advaitacharya, who was the Iranian Devas yesterday, he observed the materialistic environment of this world. Lokagati dekhi charya karuna riday vichar karen lokher kaise hit hai. So he saw that because of the whole materialistic environment, which is all pervading in the material world, he became very thoughtful, contemplative, very compassionate. How can the people be benefited? And therefore he understood that only if the Supreme Lord descends and he changes the whole environment of the place, he creates a spiritual environment, Lord Chaitanya himself descends, and then people will take up to the spiritual life. Because we are affected by our environment, as I just discussed. So therefore he, Advaitacharya, he cried out to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord. And it's mentioned that how about his cries, it is described, Acharya Gosai Prabhura Bhakta Avatar Krishna Avatar Hetu Yaharahankar. He is Advaitacharya, though he is the Supreme Lord himself. Okay, before I elaborate further, from this verse, I thought, since this yesterday was Advaitacharya appearance day and upcoming is Lord Nityananda appearance day, I thought I'll glorify these two personalities. Because these two, though they are the Supreme Lord themselves, but they both are Bhaktavatar. That means they both have the mode of devotion to Lord Chaitanya. So, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami describes them as, Lord Chaitanya is like the main trunk of the tree, and this trunk divides into two. Sometimes the children draw a painting of a tree, there is one trunk, then it divides into two, like that. So, often we can see that one trunk divided into two, and these two, those two divisions of the main trunk are Advaita and Nityananda. So, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Ekamaha Prabhu Ara Prabhu Dui Jan Dui Prabhu Seve Maha Prabhu Racharan. So, although these two personalities are Supreme Lord themselves, but they take the role of a devotee. They take the role of a Prabhu. Usually we call devotees as Prabhu. A Supreme Lord himself can be called Prabhu. But here, the Supreme Lord is called as Mahaprabhu. And these two are called as Prabhus, who take the role of a devotee. So Advaitacharya and Nityananda, though they are the Supreme Lords themselves, they are the independent Supreme Lord, but they voluntarily takes the role of a servant, of a devotee, Bhaktavatar. Someone may say that do they step down in their position, or is a step down role they take? Sometimes if there is some influential personality, we may be forcibly have to step down. This is the dominating personality, then we have to take a lower role, a step down role. So these two Prabhus in front of Mahaprabhu, are they forced to step down and take a menial, humble role? of a devotee. No, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Bhakta Avatar Pad Upari Sabar. Said this stepping down, this is not actually minimizing their position, this is magnifying their glory. It's just the opposite of that. So therefore, when we step down to serve, to cooperate, to serve in the spiritual realm, that step down is not minimizing the position. It actually exalts a person. One who takes a lower role, a humbler role, one who sometimes compromises for higher principles, this stepping down is actually not minimizing but magnifying the glory of a person. So therefore, Advaita and Nityananda, they both take this step down role, which actually magnifies their glories. This is how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes. So therefore, I thought we today, in the context of this particular auspicious time, and also in relation to the verse. So in the verse is talking of how the Lord descends and is never affected by the material environment, and how Lord Advaita Acharya, he creates the best possible spiritual environment for all of us. So therefore, in the context of Advaita Acharya's appearance and upcoming Lord Nityananda's appearance, I thought I'll speak about the glories of Advaita and Nityananda in brief. So Advaita Acharya, we discussed that how he saw the whole atmosphere at that time, the whole atmosphere of the world was permeated by materialistic culture, and therefore he became very concerned. So many people in this world, they express their concern that yes, this is something of great concern. So many topics. There are so many topics of great concern for the people. But even if they have concern, they do not have the right solution. So there were, people may agree with the concern, but then there is a big debate how to address the concern. Where is the solution to this concern? Where do we go from here? So Advaita Acharya, he had the concern, but he also knew perfectly well that what's the solution. And he understood that only if Lord Himself descends and permeates the whole environment of the material world with spiritual vibes, with spiritual culture, then only people will be benefited. Then everyone will be able to take up Krishna consciousness. So therefore, Advaita Acharya, he began crying, he began appealing to the Lord. And it's mentioned, Yahara Tulasi Jale, Yahara Hunkare, Sogana Sahite Chaitanira Avatare. He, by his fervent appeal, or by his dedicated worship, and by his fervent appeal, Yahara Tulasi Jale, Yahara Hunkare, by his one-pointed worship and by his intense calling to the Lord, Lord Chaitanya descended. And then the whole atmosphere of the material world was spiritualized by the descent of Lord Chaitanya. So, there are four qualities of Advaita Acharya's appeal. Like when we feel despondent, we also appeal to the Lord, we also pray to the Lord. But there are four qualities of Advaita Acharya's prayer that force the Lord to reciprocate. So therefore, when we are offering our prayers, we can see that we can follow in the footsteps of Advaita Acharya. And surely we can be assured that the Lord will respond. So, sometimes we, you know, offer a prayer or something, but we feel that our prayer has not been answered. So, probably there is something lacking in us. Or, we are not able to see that probably the Lord has answered, but in a different way. So, but the point is, what is in our hand is to pray in the right way. So, Advaita Acharya teaches us, when we are appealing before the Lord, what should be our attitude? How we should do that? So, it's mentioned, Shuddha bhave kariba krishnera aradhan nirantara sadhane kariba nivedan. So, Advaita Acharya made a resolve that I will worship the Lord with purity. Shuddha bhave. That means, we should not have any vested interests, selfish motives, and so on. In one of the classes, someone asked His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, we hear that Vrindavan is Chintamani Dham. What is meant by Chintamani Dham? He said, Chintamani Dham means that abode of the Lord which fulfills all your desires when you have no selfish desires. So, purity, Shuddha Bhave, Advaita Acharya had no selfish purpose in praying. He had the purity of the intent. And then second was the intensity with which he was praying. The word used is hunkar. Hunkar. So it doesn't have to be external hunkar. It has to be the intensity of the heart. Intensity of the heart. So, that's the second quality of Advaita Acharya's prayer. Shuddha bhave kariba krishnera aradhan nirantara sadhane kariba nivedan. And third quality is continuity. Because we are discouraged sometime very easily, or we want very quick result in this age. We have to pray with continuity. It may take sometimes much longer time than what we expect. So, nirantar, Advaita Acharya prayed with continuity. Just like His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu always quotes, Bhagavatam says, you take shelter of the Lord, sadya hridi vimuchet, sadya hridi avruddhate, attakriti bhi, shushubhi tashranat. The Lord descends in your heart very soon. Very soon one attains perfection by taking shelter of the holy name, by taking shelter of Bhagavatam. This word, quickly, sadya, is used several times in Bhagavatam. That this process works very fast. So sometime we may feel, or someone actually asks His Holiness Mukund Swami Maharaj, Maharaj, how fast this process works? Sometimes, you know, there is a doubt. Because we see sometimes our progress is very slowly taking place. So how fast the process works? How fast we'll attain perfection? How fast we'll attain shelter of the Lord's lotus feet? He said, it will take longer than what you expect, but sooner than what you deserve. So therefore, it will happen sooner than what we deserve. Sometime, it may take longer than what we expect. So therefore continuity is required. So, we continue to pray, and Advaita Acharya also nirantar, he said, I will continue to pray with purity, with intensity, till the Lord answer my prayer. So there is a continuity in one's appeal, in one's prayer. Nirantar, and then, sa dhenne kariba nivedan, with utmost humility. With utmost humility, that it's not that I deserve, not in a mood of demanding, basically, but in a mood of a beggar. So the fourth quality is the humility. So these four qualities come forth from Advaita Acharya's appeal to the Lord: purity, intensity, continuity, and humility. And thus, the Lord answered the prayers of Advaita Acharya, and he descended along with his associates.
Yahara tulasi jale, yahara hunkare, sogana chahite chaitanira avatare.
Thus Advaita Acharya's fervent worship and his loud calls forced the Lord, or you can say the Lord was obliged to descend along with his associates. Thus Advaita Acharya, he brought upon us the supremely auspicious environment. Actually, we are able to practice bhakti in this Kali Yuga because Advaita Acharya prayed for all of us. It is he who brought Lord Chaitanya and associates and created this spiritual environment. And as His Grace Rasparayan Prabhu mentioned yesterday, very beautiful point, I really liked it, that how Srila Prabhupada, he played the role of Advaita Acharya on a stage in a drama. But not just in a drama, in our life also he played the role of Advaita Acharya. Right? Because he called out, he prayed for all of us. So we have Radha Gopinath in our life because of Prabhupada's calling to the Lord for us. So Prabhupada, he played the role of Advaita Acharya on the stage and also in our life. Not just he played the role of Advaita Acharya, he also played the role of Nityanand Prabhu in our lives. Because Nityanand Prabhu is the original spiritual master, he is the Adi Guru. So, we will briefly discuss, as I mentioned, that since next Thursday, in next 6 days, there is Nityanand Triyodashi, 22nd of this month, 22nd Feb. So we'll briefly discuss the glories of Lord Nityanand Prabhu. Advaita Acharya, Srila Narottam Das Thakur prays. He says, Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Avalokan Karo Ami Bada Dukhi. O Lord Nityananda, you are eternally happy. However, I am eternally unhappy. I am eternally distressed. So Srimad Bhagavatam describes that people in this age, especially in Kali Yuga, are always in some kind of anxiety, some kind of distress. And that's like the sthai bhav of this age. But the sthai bhav of Nityanand Prabhu, he is eternally happy, eternally joyful. And his joy goes on increasing. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur prays that I am eternally unhappy, but you are eternally happy. Therefore, you please glance upon me, so that I may also be relieved from my distress. So since anxiety, stress, depression, that's like the sthai bhav of this age, therefore, Nityanand Prabhu's mercy is our only hope, especially in this time and age of Kali Yuga. So I would like to highlight a few qualities of Nityanand Prabhu that would make him a favorite lord of Kali Yuga. First of all, he is eternally happy, right? We want to be relieved from distress, anxiety, stress and so on. That is one thing. But there are other many wonderful qualities. So relieving from the distress is being relieved from the negativity. But then there are some other positive qualities. So Nityanand Prabhu is a fun-loving Lord. And especially in Kali Yuga, this is highly desirable by people of this age, and there should be some fun somewhere. So Nityanand Prabhu is fun-loving God. He constantly manifests, even when he is quite grown up, while staying in Navdweep, he constantly manifested the childlike nature. Especially before Sachi Mata, before Malini, manifested a childlike nature. To begin with, one fun loving pastime of Nityananda Prabhu. Advaitacharya invites the two lords, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, for prasad. And he had made a mountain of rice, and then surrounded by many lakes of different kind of vegetables and soups. Just imagine, there is a mountain and there are many lakes around. So that's how the prasadam was arranged. And for Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya says, so much. First he thought that probably this is offering to the Lord. This is like the annakoota being offered to Krishna, and then it will be distributed. But Advaitacharya says, no, this is already offered. See the tulsi over here. Now you please honor this. And he makes him sit in front of that. And Lord Chaitanya feels this is sufficient for 100 people. Right? So that was the amount of bhoga. And Nityananda Prabhu, the same quantity, he says, is this, I have been fasting for a few days, and I thought you invited me for breakfast, but this is like a fast breaking. Right? Just few grains. Have I come for fast breaking or breakfast? So this is Nityananda Prabhu's perspective. Just contrast it with Lord Chaitanya's perspective. So Nityananda Prabhu, he creates always some kind of fun. And Lord Chaitanya often tells him, look, don't scatter the rice here and there while eating. Right? Just imagine, Lord Chaitanya has to tell him, warn him. But invariably, Lord Nityananda Prabhu will throw the rice here and there. And being touched by that rice, Advaitacharya, when Nityananda Prabhu is honoring prasadam and he throws the rice here and there, that rice touches Advaitacharya. And he is surcharged with ecstasy, being touched by the Mahaprasadam Nityananda Prabhu. But externally he started abusing him. He says, you have spoiled my caste. Right? I don't know, Srivas Thakur is too liberal. He has kept you in his home. And you have spoiled my caste, you have spoiled the caste of the entire village, you will ruin all of us, and then you will be satisfied. So, there is often a mock fight between Advaitacharya and Nityananda. Who can understand actually, Vrindavanas Thakur often highlights this mock fight between Advaitacharya and Nityananda, and he says, who can understand this prem kalha between the two? So they misunderstand, they will be ruined. So Advaitacharya actually glorifies that, you know, I am like a caste brahmana. Therefore, I have a smartha mentality. But now, you have ruined my caste. That means, you have upgraded me. Taken me beyond the caste system, you have elevated me to a spiritual platform. To the platform of Mahabhagavata or Paramhamsa. So this way actually, the so-called abuses of Advaitacharya are actually a glorification of Lord Nityananda. But Lord Nityananda creates many wonderful, fun-loving pastimes. He sits down to eat. In Navadvip, he was staying in the house of Srivas Thakur and his wife Malini. And Malini would keep the prasadam in front of him. And Nityananda Prabhu, again in the mood of a child, he would not eat. He would just keep looking. And Malini would understand that Nityananda Prabhu wants her to feed him. So in this way, Nityananda Prabhu manifests a childlike mood, and Malini would, you know, take the prasadam and feed Nityananda Prabhu with her own hands. And then Nityananda Prabhu would eat that. Similarly, he manifested a similar childlike mood in front of Mother Sachi. Another beautiful, fun-loving pastime is Raga Pandit invites Lord Nityananda along with his associates at Panihati for the prasad. So the lunch prasad is ready and Raga Pandit is waiting. And it's being delayed. And he's waiting, and finally he goes out to see where is Lord Nityananda, where did he get stuck. And he comes on the bank of Ganges and see Lord Nityananda is already feasting. Just imagine, you invite somebody home for prasadam and that person is getting delayed. And you go out to search for him and that person is already feasting. And Raga Pandit is shocked. He said, "My Lord, today is my invitation. You're supposed to come and take prasadam at my home. The whole prasadam is lying there." What does Nityananda Prabhu replies? Gopajatiyami bahu gopagana sange ami sukh pai ei polina bhojan range. Said, I'm a cowherd boy. Again, you know, childlike mood. I'm a gopajatiyami. Therefore, I like to eat on the bank of a river. Right? So, home invitation, you had a home invitation, but I preferred eating on the bank of a river, you know, a cowherd boy, along with many other cowherd boys. So therefore, I am relishing the prasad here. What about my prasad? I have prepared so painstakingly. Okay, don't worry. I will come in the evening to have it. And of course, nothing would become stale or lose any taste by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. But actually, Raga Pandit says that I am waiting for you and you are having fun here on the bank of Ganges. Right? So in this way, Lord Nityananda Prabhu has a, there are so many pastimes where he is fun loving. And people in Kali Yuga also say, chill out. Right? So, if we really want to chill out in Kali Yuga, we have to take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. He only can help us actually chill out in the true sense. So, all fun loving people in this age of Kali Yuga should take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. And that bhajan says how the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, they are cooling like millions of moons. Mitai pada kamala koti chandra shushitala ye chhaya jagat ujurai. So the people suffering in this world from eternal anxiety, stress, depression should take shelter of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And then they can find a great relief from that. Another quality of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, which is dear to the people of this age especially, is Nityananda Prabhu's adventure. Nityananda Prabhu is not just a fun-loving God, but he is very adventurous God. Again, Vrindavan Das Thakur describes how Lord Chaitanya gave an instruction to Haridas and Nityananda. Shuna shuna Nityananda, shuna Haridas, sarvatra amar agya kariha prakash. O Nityananda, O Haridas, hear my instruction. Hear my instruction carefully and manifest my instruction everywhere. That means carry it out. Sarvatra amar agya kariha prakash. Pate prati ghare ghare yaha kar ei bhiksha. Holo Krishna bhajo Krishna koro Krishna shiksha. You go to every home. Knock every door. Srila Saraswati Thakur also would say to his preachers. He would say every door should be knocked at least once. That means give people opportunity. Give the message of Krishna. And then it's up to them whether they take it or not. Or I would say that again, I was there in Ayodhya and lakhs of people are coming and there were so many book distributors. So they wanted to at least, you know, show Prabhupada's book at least once to everyone. So many, everywhere there were book distributors giving out Prabhupada's books, showing Bhagavad Gita. So at least give the opportunity to every soul. You know, that should be like a preacher's mission. Let me give opportunity to every soul once to accept Krishna. So this is Just imagine, if a preacher has to reach out, knock every door at least once, it's a very adventurous mission. So Nityananda Prabhu is anyway adventure loving God, and now he is empowered by the instruction of Lord Chaitanya. He is given this super adventurous mission. So therefore he is enthused like anything. And then Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, they are on this great adventurous mission of approaching everyone and giving the message that Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Karo Krishna Shiksha. Chant the holy name of Krishna, worship Krishna, accept Krishna's instruction in your life. So, and Haridas Thakur says, Nityananda Prabhu is anyway very adventure loving person. Sometimes he just enters someone's house, he feels hungry, thirsty. He doesn't beg. He just, you know, being a fun loving, adventurous person, he just goes and, you know, and directly puts his mouth in the nipples of a cow and just takes milk. You know, and the goala, he becomes, he freaks out. And he is angry, and Nityananda Prabhu runs away and he catches Haridas Thakur. And sometime Nityananda Prabhu jumps in the water of the Ganges. All this is described by Haridas Thakur. He jumps in the water of Ganges and starts chasing the crocodiles. And everyone, you know, those who are pious people, shouting, save him, save him. Right? Creates some kind of excitement, adventure over there. Then Haridas Thakur says that, but today there was a height of his adventurous nature. What is that? He decided to preach to the biggest mafias, the two underworld dons, that is Jagai and Madhai. So, and then there's a whole story of how Nityananda Prabhu actually approaches Jagai and Madhai, whom people would not even cross their ways. They would not be even touched by their shadows. They would keep such a distance. They were not even fit to be seen by pious people. But Nityananda Prabhu, he approached them. And not just approached them, but actually by his compassionate mercy, he transformed the life of Jagai and Madhai. So, such an adventurous preaching. And in that adventure, he was hit on his head. And there was, he was bleeding. So, but this is, of course, in adventure there are some accidents also. So, Nityananda Prabhu said, no, actually, this wound which has got created, this happened just by accident. It's not the fault of Madhai. And thus, Nityananda Prabhu, by his great compassionate, adventurous preaching, he transformed these two underworld dons, Jagai and Madhai. And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, not just he transformed, he actually gave them entrance in the self same body into the pastime of Lord Chaitanya. Can you imagine? So these two persons who were not even fit to be seen, touching whose shadow was contaminating, they were dancing and rubbing their bodies with Lord Chaitanya. They were given entrance into the most intimate Sankirtan pastimes by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So these two most fallen souls were actually exalted to the position of becoming the associates of the Lord in the self-same body. And therefore, Vrindavanadas Thakur says, Lord Krishna's example of highest mercy was deliverance of Putna. But she was given the position of Dhatri not in the self-same body. She had to change the body. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu gave the perfection to Jagai and Madhai in the self-same body. Therefore, Lord Nityananda's mercy and Lord Chaitanya's mercy broke the Krishna's record of mercy to Putana. So this is a transcendental comparison being drawn by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So, in this way, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, after describing this to most fallen souls, he say, actually they are not the most fallen souls. I am more fallen than them. Jagai madhai haite mui se papisht, puri shera kita haite mui se lagist. So he says, I am actually more fallen than them. And therefore, Lord Nityananda's mercy is my only hope.
Premematta Nityananda Kripa Avatar Uttam Adham Kichu Nakare Vichar.
So, Lord Nityananda Prabhu is always intoxicated. We discussed that how he is fun-loving, he is very adventurous. And another thing which people are addicted to in this age is intoxication. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu is always intoxicated, but is intoxicated very positively with the love for the Lord, with love for Lord Chaitanya. An intoxicated person loses discrimination, and so does Lord Nityananda. Right? So he says, Lord Nityananda is always intoxicated. Anyone who simply falls in front of him,
ye aage padaye tare kareye nishtar, at eva nistarila mohena durachar.
So one who falls flat, one who offers straightforward dandavas to Lord Nityananda Prabhu with a straightforward heart, basically. So giving up duplicity, admitting our shortcomings, our lowly position, with a straightforward heart, if we fall straightforward in front of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, then he will surely deliver us, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says. And thus he says, I am able to glorify Lord Chaitanya is actually the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Whatever I am able to do in spiritual life is actually the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So, on this upcoming, as I said, 6 days from now, is Lord Nityananda Triyodashi. So we can daily remember and pray for the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and he will surely deliver us from the life of eternal anxiety and award us a life full of eternal joy in the service of Lord Gauranga, who is not different than Radha and Krishna, not different than Radha Gopinath.
जय श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की जय श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय श्री अद्वैताचार्य की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंद हरे कृष्ण.
सो थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच. इट्स ऑलरेडी 9:15, सो आई वोंट बी एबल टू टेक एनी क्वेश्चन, बट इफ यू वांट टू, ओके, आई कैन टॉक टू यू प्राइवेटली. I can talk to you privately because already the... Oh, okay. Oh, today is also the day of Bhishmashtami. That means the appearance day of Lord Bhishmadev, who is a great Mahajan, who has also shown us the way forward in the spiritual life. So we offer our utmost respectful obeisances to Bhishmadev, a great Mahajan. Thank you for reminding. Hare Krishna. Okay, so I'll talk to you privately. Hare Krishna.